Good morning, good day. Thank you for calling. We hope that you are blessed by the Word of God today. Reading from Luke chapter 16, verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, thou therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, and he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear him. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. This is a true story. This is not a parable. This is a story of two men that died, and the one man was called the rich man. He had all the things that seems the whole world goes after. He had everything a man could wish for. He had the fine house, the fine food, the fine clothes, you name it. He had it. He was successful. He was rich. And he said he fared sumptuously every day. This man did not live a crucified life. This man walked after the flesh. This man served himself. And then it said they laid this poor man they called a beggar. They laid him at his gate. And it said he was so pathetic that the dogs would come and lick his sores. And when the rich man would leave his estate, no doubt he had to step near or over this poor old beggar named Lazarus. And he was just hoping for the dustpan of crumbs from the rich man's table. But they gave him nothing. And then it said they both died. One went to heaven and one went to hell. And somehow God let the sight of the man in hell see the man in heaven. And he begged him to send the old beggar whom he would not give as much as a crumb to. Now it's the beggar's turn to bring him water in hell. And not a lot of water, just the tip of his finger dipped in water to cool the tormented tongue of a man in the flames of eternal hell. And Abraham said, no. No. No water in hell. Nobody comes from heaven to hell. Nobody goes from hell to heaven. There is a impasse. There is a great gulf. It is a final state. There is no escape. He said, well, here this man in hell now has compassion on his lawless brothers. And he says, send him there to their house and warn them. And he said, they've got their Bibles. They've got their scrolls. They've got Moses. They've got the prophets. He said, yeah, but if one came back from the dead, they would hear. And he said, no, they wouldn't. If they wouldn't hear the word of God, they won't hear a testimony of a man that died and rose again. And that just goes to show you that you and I need to decide which one of these men we want to be. One begged in this lifetime, but now he is comforted. The other is begging in the next lifetime. And we know Jesus said it's hard for rich people to get to heaven, but not impossible. And we know not all poor people are going to heaven because they're wicked poor people. And so the key is following Jesus, dying righteous, sharing, giving, loving, serving the poor. And if you're poor, serving the Lord. And everybody has something to give. Oh, my friends, this is an eternity of before us. If we are living in the natural, we're fools. We must live for eternity. I was at a funeral a few days ago. We laid someone in the ground, and there's no turning back. The grave has no mercy. Death is sure. Well, let's think of this story. There's a lot more we can hash out of it, but let's think about it, and let's live for Jesus.